Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the fifth day of February 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up a guest in a few minutes, folks. We're going to discuss something that's been going on all over the place of news, and now it's time to talk about it. We're going to talk about the coronavirus and what's behind that. You don't want to miss this, I don't think. I don't believe you do at all. We're going to bring up in a few minutes, we'll bring up Dr. Jane Orient to discuss this. Now, tomorrow, of course, is Thursday. I can't believe how fast the week's gone by, but we'll be in the office tomorrow from between 9 and 4 Eastern. Hope you call and talk to us, ask questions, maybe get an idea what's going on here, and if we can help with anything we've been offering folks for the last couple, 3 weeks. Even now, the new product we just added back into the line, super quick clean gun we talked about last night. All these things available here, folks, tomorrow if you want to call and order them. We have them here, and we'll be thrilled to talk to you about them. That, the Grand Design Exposed, the Rim Sleep, the flags, whatever you want to talk about, definitely want to talk to you tomorrow in the office between 9 and 4. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. There's so much going on, folks, that there's so much happening. As you know, if you listen, we had church today, which is normally held on Saturday because of weather. We had church today, and it's been a busy day. So if I sound a little bit discombobulated, I am, and our Comrex line didn't work tonight, so I'm doing this broadcast by phone. It's just been one of those days. It's been a good day. We'll say a challenging day, and that's just the way it's been. And look at one more thing I mentioned. We are now offering, being stock hopefully in a few days, the book Backyard Medicine. This book, folks, springtime is coming. Things are starting to grow. This book, no matter, I don't care where you live in the Northwest or North or Southeast or wherever you live, this book will help you find plants in your own backyard that you can use for medicine and for eating. You'll be surprised how much you have available to you growing in the woodlot behind your house or in your own backyard. It's available for $19.95. That includes shipping. I think you'll find it more than interesting. Excuse me. But anyway, I think you'll find it more interesting in this book. It's available, like I said, for you to enjoy, take out with the young'uns, look through the woods, see what you can find together. Teach them about what our God created for us, for our health. Please do that. And don't forget also, we're here tonight on shortwave because Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver is paying for the airtime on shortwave. So listen on shortwave tonight, it's because Melody stood beside us in this ministry for a long time. She still does. Obviously. I'm with her every Tuesday and Thursday in her program at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern. She's been a friend of ours for so many years. We give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. I think I'm glad you talked to her. I really do. Now, I will get to our guest tonight as soon as possible. I'm going to shut up about all the commercials now and move on. Just don't forget our website, pastorbutch.com. It's growing every day. PastorBush.com is full of information, and also we now have a forum on there where you can talk to each other, if you like, on the website. And even send me a message, and I'll try to answer it when I can, as soon as I can. But the website is there for you to use, utilize for your good, and share with friends. PastorBush.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. Now, Dr. Jane Orient is our guest tonight, and she has put out an article about coronavirus. We're going to discuss that in some detail tonight. Dr. Jane, are you there?
I'm here.
It is good to have you, honey. Thanks for joining us tonight. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Well, I know you probably are new to a lot of people out there listening to this broadcast. We've picked up several new stations over the last couple of months. I want you to tell the people, if you don't mind, who you are, what you do, and how you got involved in discussing things like coronavirus. Would you mind doing that?
Well, I graduated from medical school in New York at Columbia University back in 1974, and I worked as a VA doctor for about 5 years and been in solo private practice ever since. I'm also the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons and the president of Doctors for Disaster Preparedness, which helps to disseminate information about life-threatening events that so that we can get people prepared and save the most lives possible.
Well, now, you know, you've been practicing long enough to see that you've seen a lot of things come and go, you know, with different viruses, different people were afraid that there were going to be pandemics and you're going to just wipe out the population in the world. And I do want to discuss coronavirus and what you see behind that, but in your start right up front, in your personal opinion, how serious is this coronavirus?
I think it's extremely serious, although we can't really know for sure because it's early and there are some really important unknowns. We don't know what the incubation period is, how long it is. Maybe it's 3 to 5 days, but maybe 2 weeks, maybe longer. We don't know for sure whether you can catch it from somebody who doesn't have a fever or any other symptoms. And we don't know the mortality rate. People are dying of the seasonal flu. This happens every year. About 0.1% of people who get the regular flu will die of it. But the mortality for this virus may be a whole lot higher. I mean, there are not that many deaths reported just yet. Last I checked, it was about 400. But China is really not being forthcoming about this. I don't think they would be locking down more than 17 big cities and cutting off transportation in and out, cutting off commerce, if there were only 400 deaths, because that's really much less severe than the flu. But the reports that are coming out of there, despite threats to punish people who let out the information, are that the crematoria are working constantly,
yeah,
day and night, and that not all of the corpses are being identified as to the cause of death. So there may be a whole lot more deaths than we know about, and it could be that 2 weeks from now we'll find out that people are starting to get sick here because of exposure to people who didn't know they had coronavirus but were traveling from China.
Well, you know, you hear all kinds of scenarios. I understand they shut down, I think it was Singapore, all the air around Singapore, 100 miles outside the city and into the city, and no one's allowed to go in and out of. They didn't do that just to pass the time because China is one of the largest trade partners in the world today, if not the largest. And this is hurting their bottom line financially. It surely is. Hyundai and Kia, the plants in South Korea, are running out of parts. They can't get them from China. So they may be shutting down the plants for Hyundai and Kia, two automakers that sell a lot of cars in the U.S. So,
well, cars is one big industry, but people don't realize that we are dependent on China for most of our prescription drugs. And other countries that make these drugs are also dependent on China for the precursors. We cannot even make penicillin in this country. We shut down our last plants decades ago, and we bought it cheap from China, and China doesn't have to bother with the anti-pollution regulations, but now we are dependent on them. We just can't make it ourselves, so it might not take very long for our pharmacy shelves to be empty.
Wow, now that could be very serious. Penicillin is kind of a miracle drug and a common drug anymore. Well, gee, that's amazing. But, you know, to add something to this, too, you probably already saw this, but a gentleman named Dr. Francis Boyle, who drafted the Biological Weapons Act back in 1989, passed through Congress in both houses and signed by President George H.W. Bush, says that this is a weaponized virus. And he said it was stolen from China by the Chinese and taken to Wuhan and escaped there by accident, supposedly. But it was a biological weapon, according to his writings, and he's one guy that should know this. Like I said, it was taken from China and taken to Wuhan, where it escaped into the populace by accident, I assume. But so if it's a weaponized virus, they're talking about already about vaccines to stop it. But if it's weaponized and it's really got all kinds of different things in it that so far I guess are just brand new. We know it's a lot like SARS and MERS. It's the same type of virus with a lot more added to it, like HIV and different things. So what do you think about that comment?
Well, I'm not in a position to independently verify what Dr. Boyle said. I think there are others who think that it's not a bioengineered virus. But there certainly are reports that a Harvard scientist was arrested for working with bioengineered viruses there. And Canada had some Chinese scientists working there, and they kicked them out. And the scientists may have stolen some things that the Canadians were working on. We do know that Wuhan had the only acknowledged facility in China that was working on bioweapons, and it did have a biosafety level 4. That's a very secure place to work on them, laboratory, just 20 miles from the meat market that's supposedly responsible for this. So it could be like Sverdlovsk back in 1979 all over again, that a really, really bad organism gets out by accident, and they try to blame it on tainted meat. But in the case of the Soviet Union and Sverdlovsk, it was anthrax, and they tried to blame it on meat, but it turned out to be eventually tracked down to an accidental release from a biowarfare factory.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, you've written an article. You mentioned the 1918 flu. Of course, I wasn't around then. You weren't either. But that killed more people in 11 months than the Black Plague did in 4 years. You said ultimately about 50 million people may have died from the 1918 flu epidemic. Do you think it's possible
that
this could be that bad?
But these were oftentimes young, healthy people. Our soldiers were dying on the transport troop trains to go to the front in World War One. They died on the ships crossing the ocean. And the government really lied to the people about this. They did not want to interfere with the war effort. We didn't have any drugs or vaccines to combat this. All we had was public health measures like isolating and tracing contacts and getting people to stay away from big public events. But the government did not do this, and until really it was far too late.
And of course, the results of that, you said, at least 50 million killed, maybe more. That's a lot of people. And now, were most of those deaths in America, or was it worldwide?
Oh, it was a worldwide problem.
Okay.
But there were nearly a million killed in the United States.
That is amazing. So with the coronavirus, and what we're, again, the news doesn't seem to be reporting all the information that seems to be coming in other places, that the deaths maybe are higher than the news is saying, obviously. The more people infected than the news is saying. I can't imagine a nation the size of China with the population it has being totally possessed and upset over 400 deaths from anything. I mean, that's nothing to them as far as numbers of people. But they built...
Yeah, I mean, that would be a very minor flu epidemic.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
It happens every year. So I think that they are just not being forthcoming. So they're not testing a lot of people. If they'd report cases, that's only confirmed cases. But there's a shortage of testing kits, and a lot of people, it is said, go to the hospital, and they refuse to test them. Or maybe they can't. Maybe they're manufacturing kits by the hundreds of thousands. But still, we're only seeing the confirmed cases. We're not seeing the people who just die and don't get diagnosed, or the people who have something like a cold, and some coronaviruses just cause a cold. And so they are never counted, and yet they may be passing on an illness that could be much more severe in the next person that gets it.
Well, you know, China has built hospitals in little 8 to 10 days. And that's an amazing feat. We were talking about 1,000-bed hospitals.
That's yeah, that is an amazing engineering feat. Concrete takes a lot longer than that to set. And the pictures I've seen of one that has opened, it's all one story. But it's a big complex, and apparently they're bringing in military doctors to staff it.
Well, they even put them in sporting arenas, I guess you could say, bed to bed in sporting arenas, hundreds and thousands of beds just put side beside each other in open areas because they have nothing else. Now I would like to think this is going to blow over and it's just going to be it's going to be going, but it's not adding up that way, is it?
Well, we just don't know what's going to happen, but the United States really has very limited pandemic response capabilities, although it has spent $80 billion over the years to get prepared. As Dr. Stephen Hatfill and others point out in their new book called 3 Seconds Until Midnight that you can get from Amazon, we do not have a distribution network for vaccines or antivirals, assuming we had any, and at the moment we don't. We don't have a way to get supplies, protective gear, extra medical equipment to hospitals. We don't have a surge capacity in our hospitals. A lot of them are running at nearly 100% capacity all the time. What are we going to do for extra personnel? We don't have a way to call in extra doctors and nurses to help. So it really is, it's going to boil down a lot to local jurisdictions taking the initiative and not waiting for the federal government to show up, and for individuals to decide that maybe it's time to isolate themselves and to ask, do I have what I need at home to stay home for a couple weeks? Do I have some things that I need to care for someone who is sick and is not sick enough to go to the hospital or can't get into the hospital to, you know, take care of them without infecting the rest of the family? How are we going to handle that? And that's one of the things that we do with Doctors for Disaster Preparedness newsletters. And there's one about pandemic preparedness from September of 2019 at ddponline.org. And you click on newsletters and you scroll down, and I think the second one you come to is September. It's about pandemic preparedness. And it gives a link to some of the online resources of physicians who have taken the trouble of putting all kinds of medical information together that anybody can read and understand, so that if they are in a position where they have to stay at home and take care of a sick member of the family, they can do so with some chance of not infecting everybody.
Wow. So I know you can't get in much detail on this on a little broadcast like this, but what would you recommend people do right now to prepare? I mean, what, besides stay isolated, I mean, most people have to go to work every day and get out in public and go to work, but what can I do otherwise than that?
Well, I think that you should have some food in your house. You don't want to be in a crowd of people who might be contagious, who are mobbing the grocery store trying to buy what food they have there. Or you don't want to be in the situation where trucks can't get to your town to deliver food. Everybody's got just-in-time inventories. I've heard that people in Wuhan are starving because they can't get out and food supplies can't get in. So this is a kind of an insurance policy of general preparedness that would work against any kind of disaster, you know, a blizzard, an earthquake that shut down the highway, a flood, or an epidemic that is out of control. So everybody should be thinking about having an insurance policy and having some things like disposable gloves and disinfectants and hand sanitizers and soap and water and plastic trash bags and things that would be very helpful if they had to have a sick room.
Well, this is just common sense. You know, we both know that everybody should have storable food up, like you said, for any reason, man-made disasters or natural disasters, it makes no difference.
They lose their job and they don't have a paycheck coming.
Exactly. I agree. And if they don't have it, at least a couple months supply, they're fooling themselves. And
well, some people say they don't have anything in the house to eat for dinner. They have to go out for dinner.
That's
true. You can store a lot of rice and beans, and it's cheap, and you can use it. And there is just no reason for people to just assume that they can get anything they want anytime they want.
Well, you know, through this ministry, I've been on the radio almost 27 years now, and we've offered Berkey water filters at a great discounted price because everyone needs water. But the Berkey water filters are filled out by anything the water there could be, so it's a safe way to find drinking water. We offer the new Manna Foods offers a foods line through our ministry here that will feed them good, non-GMO, naturally raised, American-raised food they can put back for a while. And, folks, I realize all this costs money. I know that. But you don't have to do it all at one time. But if you listen to Dr. Jane Orion here talk about what's happening right now, if this would happen to be pandemic and really blow across the world, you may not have much time to prepare yourself, and hopefully, prayerfully, you never need it. But by golly, if you start getting hungry, you don't have food, you're going to wish you had it. It's just about as simple as I can put it.
So Dr. Now, Jane, what are your prescription drugs? Are you a little bit ahead on your supply?
Good point. Very good point. These are things that I guess we don't think about because we live every day. We need it. We just pick it up and go with it. But it can happen to change in America also, couldn't it?
Well, it sure could. And protective gear like masks, N95 particulate masks, are becoming unobtainable. Home Depot has canceled orders, allegedly because of the demand and CDC restrictions. So things that used to be able to order cheaply 2 weeks ago, you may not be able to get now, or you may have to pay a very high price.
Well, from your experience and what you've seen and the work you've done over the last several years, you see what's happening in China. What possibilities do you see that can come out of this? Do you think it's a decent chance that it's just going to go away and blow over? Or do you think it's going to get much, much worse?
I'm afraid it's going to get much worse. I mean, we saw the Ebola blew over, but there were some differences there. It was in Africa, and there's not nearly as much commerce and travel from Africa as there is with China. And I think the World Health Organization responded more quickly, and a lot of people helped out in that to help curb the epidemic. And I think personally we dodged a bullet in the U.S. because the people were coming in who were infected, and we learned at the time that in the United States there are about 6 hospital beds that have an adequate biosafety level 4 to safely take care of these people without risking infecting the staff or other patients. Do you know how many beds we have now that we had the Ebola crisis? Just about the same number. That we didn't really do anything to help prepare us in case Ebola breaks out again, or in case we have a worse SARS epidemic, or in case something else comes out again. But I would just say that having this in China, where the population is much denser, and there's so much more travel, it has the possibility of being far worse than Ebola.
Well, you know, obviously, reading your article, and I thought it was a very good article, by the way. But the New England Journal of Medicine writes another decade, another coronavirus, 2019 nCoV virus, is a third zoonotic animal coronavirus to infect humans in 2 decades. SARS number 1 and MERS number 2. What is it all of a sudden with these animal viruses? I mean, why is it all of a sudden coming out from animal sources? What's happened here?
Well, I think that viruses have been circulating in animals and wild animals for a long, long time. These are RNA viruses. Their genetic material is RNA, not DNA. When it replicates, there are a lot of mistakes, so these are called mutations. And so the viruses they're unstable and they do mutate, and they can jump species from maybe what used to be only in bats can now infect other animals, including humans. Humans are now living much closer to some of these habitats than they were before. And particularly in China, but also in Africa, people are very close to the wild, and they eat these animals. I mean, they need the protein, and they I guess in China, the bats and snakes and all kinds of things
that
we not find appetizing are considered delicacies. And when they're slaughtered in an open-air market, so people can have nice, fresh meat, the viruses circulate among other animals at the in the market who are still, that are alive, and people, and then they can, the viruses can just change in unpredictable ways to become more infectious and to become more severe, or I think maybe Ebola mutated to become less severe and less lethal, which is a good thing, but we can't count on that.
Well, you know, with the mutations happening that easily, how are they going to develop anything that can be counted on to fight it if it changes mutates to something else differently? How can they find anything, a vaccine, anything else that can work on all of them?
Well, this is a problem with finding a vaccine if you have something that mutates very rapidly. I mean, with the flu vaccine, it's different every year because you don't know what the strain is going to be, and there's a certain amount of guesswork into what this year's strain is going to be. But and some viruses are more amenable to vaccine development than others, and we haven't got an AIDS vaccine, for example. So who knows? There, a number of places are working on vaccines. They hope to go into phase one trials in April, but we have no idea whether they're going to turn out to be safe. We have no idea how soon they can come into production or how fast they can be produced. I mean, some vaccines take months to make a batch.
You know, some sources have said that there have been 25,000 deaths already, but they're just not reporting them. And then close to 150,000 have been infected. They know it for sure. And you mentioned they're burning bodies. I mean, people say that if they're near the cities in China, which have already been polluted anyway, they have been polluted over there for decades. But the smell is unbearable of burning bodies. I don't know if anybody's been on a burning body or not. The smell, folks, is terrible. It's about one of the worst smells in the world. So with all this happening and China trying to keep under wraps, it makes me more suspicious that this is for real and even worse. But are there any drugs, any kind of medicines, any kind of natural remedies or anything else that we can get to put back that may help this situation?
Well, I think there is evidence that intravenous vitamin C helps a lot of viral illnesses. It's not researched. It's not approved by the FDA. But it has been used quite a bit, if you can get it and your doctor's willing to use it. It is believed that vitamin A and vitamin D help to build up your immune system. The point has been made that influenza season is in winter or in spring, at a time when people have not been exposed to sun for a pretty long time and their vitamin D levels are low. So influenza season is in winter and spring, and of course that occurs at different times of the year in the northern and southern hemispheres. It's kind of odd. The virus will be everywhere, but people get sick at this particular time of the year.
Well,
so
hang on through the break. Hang on through the break, please, doctor. Hang on through the break. Folks, you want to call and talk to Dr. Jane? 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Strobo Foods, the only strobo food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobo foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Humana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
You know, folks, it's a sad thing that talk about a virus that was invented quite probably as a weapon. But mankind has always had a knack, a talent, of developing better weapons to destroy other people. Now, that's just a fact. I know we don't like it, but back during the war between the states, Mr. guy named Gatlin invented the Gatling gun. His goal was to make a weapon so devastating that would end the wars. Obviously, that didn't work. But man has ways of bringing death upon masses of people, and that seems to be a goal for nations to do that. My mindset can't go there. I don't understand it. But it obviously is true. Why would anyone want to get into a laboratory and invent something that there's no cure for, that if I got out would wipe out hundreds of thousands or millions of people? Why would he care? Why would they do that in the first place? I guess so they can gain fame and say, look what we developed, and maybe get grants to do more. I don't know. Maybe it's an ego thing. I have no idea. Maybe just a pure evil thing. But Dr. Orient, my mind can't understand why anyone would want to invent these things in the first place. I know they will make weapons. I understand that. But this is so terrible. These kind of things are so terrible. And there's no way, you can't stop them with a bullet. You can't stop them, by putting out tanks. These things wipe out millions of people. And there really is not, there's very little defense, is there?
Well, yeah, there may be no defense. I think that generally, when people are thinking about developing a biological weapon, they intend to protect their own population if they can. And this was one reason why smallpox is weaponized by a number of places, because there is a vaccine. So if you can vaccinate your own population and then unleash smallpox on other people, that would be good. Or maybe you don't even need to protect your own population if you plan to ship your virus on the other side of the world and then cut off contact with that world. And there may be even other more nefarious reasons. I mean, there are people who believe that the world has about 9 billion too many people. And just
yes.
A remark that somebody made when I gave a presentation about this in an informal group about the flu pandemic and how we could have another event. He said, well, that would solve the global warming problem. You know, wiping out the world.
Oh, my.
Planet Earth ought to have human beings on it. We're like a virus.
That's been said, and I know that the population of the world is between 7 and 8 billion, and the Georgia Guidestones in Georgia, written by somebody no one seemed to know who put it up there, says population of the whole earth should be down to 500 million. That, folks, is a huge cut in population. But, you know, we also know that in our own country in the past, our own governments sprayed the populace with different types of viruses or chemicals to see how they react to it. Even the Muskogee incident, when they give black men syphilis and said they were treating them to try to stop it, they experimented on them. They did that, folks. The people that would do these things are just like people that murder babies in the womb. They had no conscience. It's hard for us to understand that, but they had no conscience. So our own government has sprayed people to see how they react to what they were going to use, and maybe our enemies one day. So don't think that we are immune because, hey, we're Americans, we got a government that's going to take care of us. No, don't think that. Many, many times in the past, they've done just the opposite. So I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to warn you. You need to prepare yourself as best you can. Now, I don't have the answers. Dr. Jane has told you some things that you need to do. To at least one thing, isolate yourself from the public as much as possible. It's impossible if you got to work, I realize that. You got to go out different things, but as much as possible, stay out of crowds. I know that sounds really horrendous, but don't get on planes unless it's absolutely necessary. Don't get on ships. Stay away from confined areas. And Dr. Jane, is that good advice?
Well, it certainly is. You know, on an airplane, the air is recirculated, so the person doesn't have to be coughing next to you. He could be coughing at the other end of the cabin, and the air is being recirculated. And if some of these things may be transmitted by an aerosol, I mean, not just the droplet, the big droplet that comes when you sneeze, but little teensy tiny particles that remain suspended in the air for a long time. That was a fear with Ebola, and some people said, oh, it doesn't really happen that way. You don't need to worry about that. But it is potentially a problem, and so that means that anything that has recirculated air is not a good place to be if you've got contagious disease on board.
Well, that would be inside a building with air conditioning or heating, because they recirculate air there also. I mean, that's a fact. They do. That's just the way to do it. But now... I lost my train of thought. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. One outbreak in Hong Kong, I think, occurred in an apartment building of one of these devastating viruses because of the ventilation system and the plumbing system that just recirculated everything. You know, all these modern buildings, you can't open the windows. It's all energy efficient. So, you know, my grandma was right about the need for fresh air.
Absolutely. Now, here in this country, and I know there's some place in the country that where they've already found the virus in a few people, but are the hospitals equipped to test for this? If you go in to, say, a local hospital, for you feel or don't feel well, run a temperature like maybe the flu or something, do they have ways to test for this now in most places in this country?
No. The CDC is beginning to make the test kits available to state health departments, but they will not test you at this time unless you have a history of contact with someone who has been to infected areas in China.
You know, and I understand that. I can understand that. But, you know, if one comes back from China infected and he travels across country, he can spread that to thousands of people going across country, at least hundreds. So, and they can spread it to more. This can multiply, not just to a few people. This can multiply hugely across the country from 1,000 to 10,000 right on up without even knowing it's out there, couldn't it?
Well, it could. And, you know, if it gets out of hand, if it can be transmitted easily in an airport by contact with something somebody has touched, it soon becomes impossible to track all the people who walked through DFW Airport on a certain day. And then all the people who have been in contact with them. And especially if many people, the disease is very mild, they'll get better and that's good, but they may have transmitted it to a whole lot more people and without it being detected.
So
So it'll be transmitted much further in that case.
We'll take a phone call in a minute. Before we do that, though, if this is true, I'd like to know. They say that the most susceptible people so far have been middle-aged people, say ages 30 to 50 or 60. Is that true?
Well, I'm not sure. The initial report that came out from Wuhan of 41 people that was published in The Lancet toward the end of January, there were just 41 patients. The median age was 49, which means that half of the people were younger than 49, half the people were older than 49.
Wow. So age really isn't...
really sick people. It's young working people that are, you know, driving trucks to bring your food to the supermarket.
Mm-mm-mm. Let's take a phone call from Wisconsin. Let's talk to Dino. Dino, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, hello, gang. It's nice to talk to you again, Bruce Paul. And before
Thank
I
you.
Ask my question, I have better sense of who am I talking to tonight? This gal is quite educated. Who are you, my friend?
Dr. Jane Orient. Dr. Jane Orient.
How do you spell that?
Orient, like, just like the Middle East, R-O-R-I-E-N-T, the Far East, O-R-I-E-N-T, Dr. Jane.
Oh.
Just call it Dr. Jane. Dr. Jane.
So, Dr. Jane, where are you located right now? Where are we talking to you from?
Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, you're in Arizona. Okay. I've been out there about 100 years ago. You're kidding. No, I got a couple things to say and a question. Butch, 3 days ago, I sent you a report on good health things that you're going to get in a couple of days on
okay.
how we can have good health and good immune system. It's all in the Bible, and when you get it, you can send it out to this Jane lady because this is amazing. You can send one to Wendy Wilson, too.
Okay, all right.
I sent it to you. So you get it a couple of days. It's all on how to have a good immune system.
Okay.
If we have a good immune system, we can't get sick. But I got a verse for you in the Bible first before I ask my question. It's in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 37. He yielded much increase unto the kings which had set us, what he set over because of our sins. And because
yes.
of our sins, we have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle and to do their pleasures, and we are in great distress.
Yes.
They were doing that way back then, Jane and Butch. Yep.
Yes, they were. Because of our sin, God judges the people with the sins,
yep.
Brother, and our bodies are basically owned by the government. We know that because they tell us what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. That's just the
yep.
way it is.
Yeah, and Jane, you know, vaccines cause most of this stuff, causes autism. Yeah, and the question I have is, you know, we can agree, Hope. I've done my research on the AMA, the FDA, and the Federal Trade Commission. Do we all agree that they are rather wicked?
They certainly have shown a lot of signs of that. Yes, I agree. CDC's
oh, yeah.
another one.
I hope she agrees, right?
Dr. Jane, could you hear the question?
There's a lot of corruption in this country, as well as in other countries like China, and in the
yeah.
government, and in academia, and in big corporations, and so on. And it can be hard to know what the truth is. It used to be that all
yeah.
scientists were taught that you don't ever tell a lie because you just science. Doesn't have to have truth telling, and once you
yep.
lose confidence in the scientific establishment, then it's very devastating for society. I mean, how can you have trust in what the government tells you about epidemics if you think that they are not being on the level with you?
And they, because
right,
they've lied to us many times in the past, it's hard to believe them in anything today, and that's a fact. Go ahead, Dino.
Yeah, one more thing. Right now, when a doctor gets out of medical school, he's $400,000 in debt, maybe more than that. So guess what, Jane and the people out there listening and Urban Bush Pop, they got to keep you sick to keep you coming back to pay their loans back. Come on, folks. It's called getting self-educated like I have been and like you. You have got the Bush. I'm 70 years old and I'm not bring, but I'm very healthy. I have friends that die when they're 50 years old.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely, yes.
What we eat, yeah. It's also yep. what we eat. That's for darn sure, yep.
Totally agree. Good call, Dino. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very
much.
Very
good call.
Hey, keep the faith, Jane and Butch. Thanks a lot.
All right. And, folks, we have a line open again, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Well, Dr. Jane, we're down about the last 15 minutes of the program. It's going to go by so quickly. If you were counseling someone right now, sitting in your office or your front room, you were trying to tell them and show them these things in front of them about the coronavirus or anything else that you see maybe coming down in this country or around the world, what would you tell them right up front? What would you tell them to do with their diet or whatever? What would you tell them?
Well, that's a big order, and you know, I really can't give medical advice over the phone. There's all kinds of advice out there about diet and about remedies that you can take that may boost your immune system, and they really haven't been tested by the FDA, and they've not been published in peer-reviewed journals, but sometimes you have to guess and do the best that you can. The internet is wonderful in that you can get a lot more information, but it also has a lot of bad information. And then we have gurus like at Facebook and Twitter and Google and Amazon who are trying to set themselves up as the censors, and they're going to make sure that you get only credible information. So even like with the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, some of our articles in our journal, they come up with a link to the, instead of to the journal article, they come up with a link to the CDC or WHO or the Department of Health and Human Services, and with the implication by these corporate giants that the government is the only source of credible information.
And that in itself is insane to believe that. Obviously, it's insane. Very insane. And I'm saying this, I'm 71 years old now, Dr. Jane. I've been around a while. I've been preaching 40 years or longer on the radio, almost 27 years. And I know for a fact there are probably some good people that work at the CDC and the WHO and other places. I'm sure there are dedicated people that's really trying to help. But as a government entity or a corporation, they don't always tell you the truth because they want the money involved in whatever's going on. Obviously, that's true about vaccines. I mean, drug companies have become billionaires pushing drugs on us. If you watch evening news on TV, every commercial or every other commercial is about some kind of medicine, some kind of drug that they want you to buy to help you with whatever it may be. And you and I both know there's big profit in that. And most folks don't know that the CDC is not a government agency anyway. It's a private corporation. They own patents to vaccines and patents of viruses and different things. So they don't tell you that on the news. So when Amazon and other, as you said, gurus decide to sort out what you get to hear, I wouldn't trust them for good morning. If I want to try an alternative way of healing myself, that's my business. It's my body. No one has a right to tell me how to treat myself. If I find something that works, that's natural, that I see it works, that maybe doesn't work somebody else, that's my business. But when you have a government that's getting to the point that tells you that you have to do it their way, and all the information sources side with them, it kind of narrows the field down, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. And AAPS just filed a lawsuit against Representative Adam Schiff for abuse of government power because he sent letters to these internet giants, Facebook and Twitter. I'm forgetting exactly which ones he sent the particular letter to. He posted it on the government website and telling them that they needed to take down information about vaccines. I mean, he's got this idea that there's good information about vaccines from the government, and then there's anti-vax stuff, which is all disinformation and conspiracy theories, etc. So, and anything that hints of that you may want to ask a few questions about vaccines or that there are adverse effects gets chunked into the anti-vax category, and it's getting harder and harder to find on there. But see, the government and somebody in charge of a powerful congressional committee has the ability to threaten these giants with legislation that will shut them down or make it vastly more expensive for them to operate, say, by increasing their legal liability for the things they allowed to be posted on their site. And so that threat was was known to these companies at the time they got this letter from Representative Schiff, and they've been doing his bidding.
Well, you know, I for one am dubious about anything when it comes to medicine and drugs. I've been blessed to know people like Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez, BioCare Hospital in Tijuana, where you can practice alternative medicines without going to jail. In this country, it's getting to be that truly, if you are an anti-vaxxer, you can be fined or arrested in some places now. And it's not because people... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because you can get kicked off your insurance panel, or you can have a medical board complaint filed against you. And as your caller pointed out, doctors have huge debts to pay off. And if they lose their job at one hospital or get kicked off the insurance panel, they may become unemployable. And then how are they going to pay off their debt?
Very true. Let's talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Butch.
Hello, Gary.
You know, I would like to mention something from a biblical perspective really quick here. You know, Scripture says that God created the earth, and he created it to be inhabited.
Right.
So these people coming up with all this nonsense that there's too many people on earth, better go read the Bible. His children are a blessing from the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, it's like, this is going on with China right now. Now, China's had that one
child policy
for a long, long time. Okay, and they have been murdering babies for a long, long time. And I don't know how many millions of people there are in China. But I know per capita, we probably murder just as many as they do. And so God told God told us if we do this, he would bring pestilence upon us.
That's true. Deuteronomy 28 said, I'll bring
you. Every year there's a new strain of some kind.
That's right. Deuteronomy 28 said he'll bring. Deuteronomy 28 says he'll bring diseases that were in Egypt of the world, so to speak, and he'll bring diseases that were unheard of in the world. He'll bring upon his people that forget him. That's what the Bible says.
That's an absolute fact, because that's the word of God. So, you know, see, we have been murdering these babies. The Chinese have been murdering these babies, and so on and so forth. Now, this is something that right here that is coming from so-called prosperous countries. Prosperous. You know, and Sodom and Gomorrah was prosperous.
Oh, yes.
You know, he made that very clear. You know, their sin was the abundance of bread and idleness of man. And turning your back on the widows and the orphans. So I just wanted to put that in there from a biblical perspective. And
good call, Gary. Thank you.
The solution is to turn to God. God bless you both.
Thank you for the call. Very true. But folks, that's very true. Without repentance, there can be no salvation and healing of a nation. Our nation is so arrogant and proud, it's just not repenting. It doesn't seem to care any longer. And diseases, Gary just brought up a very good point. Diseases promised upon the people that forgot God, and America certainly has, are prophesied, whether it's man-made diseases or by nature, whatever it may be, it still counts because it's a curse upon the people. If you want to call and talk to me, the line's open again, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Now, we're not trying to scare you tonight, folks. We're trying to tell you the truth because we care. Do what you can, prepare yourself physically for what could happen to you or your family, whether it's this or something else. I've been telling you this for years. Have some food put back. Have some way to get clean water. Have something put back to protect yourself with. These are all biblical principles and ideas that's been used over the thousands of years. We should be much more wise now to what we're seeing around us. The outbreaks all around us, all over the world, and this latest coronavirus coming out, and looks like it's spreading across China at really fast pace and going around the world. Prepare yourself spiritually first. Ask your Father to show you what to do, and then do it. Dr. Jane, we're down about the last 3 or 4 minutes. What do you want to say in closing?
I think that Americans need to pay attention to what's going on in the world and not necessarily trust government.
Amen.
You don't want to be you don't want to be going crazy and panicking over rumors that may turn true, but we do need to recognize that the peril can be very great. And as your callers pointed out, you maybe better think about your relationship with God, and maybe that has something to do with what is happening to us. But
no doubt.
Prepared, you need to have a prudent insurance policy instead of panicking when there are rumors or when just really bad things unquestionably happen. Are you able to take care of your family and hopefully your friends and neighbors?
Well, America is certainly ripe for judgment, and I'm not here as a doom and gloomer. I'm preaching and telling the Bible, folks. America has sinned massively in ways that 50 years ago would have been unthinkable. We've already murdered somewhere in the area between 70 and 100 million babies that we know of from the womb. We've promoted homosexuality and all matter of sexual deviant lifestyles, and keep promoting more. And with the Super Bowl, a satanic worship service that took place Sunday with all the filth on there, this is America today. And a righteous God in heaven will not overlook that. Payday's coming. Dr. Jane Orient, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Do you mind if I use you in the future for some more information? Because you seem like you know what you're talking about, and I really enjoyed this.
Well, I would be glad to help you out in the future if you would like.
Please do, and I like to keep in contact with you by email. How can people contact you if they want to talk to you or get information about what you do?
They can write to janeorientmd@gmail.com.
janeorientmd@yahoo.com?
Gmail.
Gmail.com. Okay. There you go, folks. I'm going to save her address myself and email her some information I have. And I'm going to also, if you don't mind, Dr. Jane, send you a copy of February's magazine. We put out a monthly magazine online for free. I want to see you a copy of the latest one. I'd like for you to look at it.
Well, thank you, Pastor. I appreciate that.
All right. We'll be in touch with you again sometime in the near future, I'm sure. Please feel free. I'll send my email when I email you. And keep in touch with me. If anything that we need to get on the air, you let me know.
Okay.
God bless you. God bless you very much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Folks, I'm going to turn loose now about our time. But don't forget tomorrow, being Thursday, by God's grace, I'll be in the office tomorrow to take your phone calls, answer questions. If you'd like to place an order, give a donation, we appreciate that. But I want to hear from you, especially everybody, but new callers. I know we're on a bunch of new stations. I know they're right now. Well, right now. And there'll be repeat programs all day tomorrow in different stations. Please don't feel like you can't call us and talk to us, because you can. If you don't have long distance, you can call 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can save us a few dollars if you call us at 304-846-4448. Folks, we do care. That's why we're here. We love you. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.